Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today we have as our guest Kathleen Berain, who is Insurance Commissioner for the Maryland Insurance Administration, and Kathleen's here today to talk to us about various things that the Insurance Administration is doing to try to help Marylanders and protect Marylanders, and some very important listening sessions that they have coming up to get more citizen input, and this is a big chance for us to talk back. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Bill. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy. Could you first tell us a little bit about the Maryland Insurance Administration?
Sure. So the Maryland Insurance Administration is the state agency that regulates the business of insurance in the state. Our primary goal is to protect Maryland consumers by making sure that insurance companies and insurance professionals follow the law. We investigate complaints that consumers have about their insurance coverage. So, you know, if you have a claim that isn't getting paid, or you don't feel like it's being paid timely, or you're not getting the right information, you can come to us. We will investigate that. We'll also sometimes be able to intervene very quickly to get the ball rolling for you. We license companies. We conduct financial exams. Basically, make sure that the market is safe and sound, and that you are getting what you paid for.
That's something we are all interested in. How can someone find out more information?
Well, the easiest way to do that is you can come to our website and you can look us up, and we are at insurance.maryland.gov. And if you have a question, you can always call 1-800-492-6116. If you come to our website, you have a complaint or something that you want to talk to somebody about your insurance problem, you'll see that we have a button, you know, right up front and center on our website that you can push, and that'll take you to a page where you can easily fill out a form and put that in. And our people are great about getting back really quickly. Or if you prefer, there are also phone numbers there that you can use. We also have lots and lots and lots of opportunities to visit with us online. So, for example, we have open houses that happen at least once a month. We advertise them on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. But you can go into that open house. They usually have a particular topic. It might be talking about housing, might be talking about rental insurance, might be talking about health insurance. But even if you have a different kind of question, you'll have the opportunity to ask one of our folks right there. They're operated so that there's kind of a general session, but then you can ask to go to a breakout room, and you can talk to one of our folks one-on-one about your insurance issues and problems.
Boy, that's a great resource. That's a great resource for folks. And everything you do is free.
You know, it is a great resource. It is free. And I got to tell you, Bill, and I used to say this before I became insurance commissioner as well, but this is one of those little jewels where you are really getting value from your tax dollars because we have amazing people here. I have probably over 100 people on my staff that do nothing other than help consumers with their complaints and their problems. And, you know, a lot of people also don't realize that on an emergency basis, you know, our folks are out there on the ground with everybody else. So in addition to the day-to-day issues you might have with your insurance or, you know, your health claims, and if you have an appeal or a grievance, that all of that stuff that happens here, if there's something really serious that happens, a hurricane, a flood, you know, an explosion, our folks are there on the ground. And part of what we do is help that consumer that's in a really vulnerable spot, not really sure. It's a very emergent situation. We're out there with the companies making sure that people are being heard, making sure that they have the right papers, what do they need to do and have. So we hold your hand through those processes. So this is really, there's a lot of value at this agency, and I really encourage people that when they have questions or concerns to look us up. The other thing is we're on the ground. Now, because of the pandemic, in 2020, we were not able to be out there the way we usually are, but the MIA is at events, over 600 live events a year. In fact, and we're starting to open up again, we're starting to hit the streets again, and the first thing that we're going to be in Baltimore City, for example, is on June 8th from 10 to 2, we're going to be at the University Farmers Market. The Down on the corner of Paca and Baltimore Street will be there during the farmer's market. Well, how you'll see a booth, you'll see a big yellow sign that says Maryland Insurance Administration. There'll be folks standing there. You can ask them anything you want to know about their insurance, insurance in general. We've got lots of brochures that we give them. We tell them where to go on our website. And every time, you know, throughout the year, our calendar is filling up, but pretty much most festivals, most events, you know, town fairs, food truck Thursdays up in Kingsville will be there in June. So we have a really pretty great events calendar. And if you go on our website, you can look at that events calendar and see when we're going to be near you. The other thing is that if you have an event, so if your listeners are part of an organization or a church and they have an event, we are happy to pair with you. We're happy to send one or two or more people out there. You know, we'll stand in your parking lot and make ourselves available to answer people's questions.
Boy, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're right. That's a great benefit for the taxpayer dollar for sure. And I shouldn't play completely dumb here. I've been working with my organization's been working with the Maryland Insurance Administration for years. As a partner, getting out the information about insurance and the insurance discrimination for folks, and you folks are great, and our listeners should take advantage of that. And your job as insurance commissioner is to make sure everything works, right?
That is my overarching objective: is to keep the wheels going and make sure that everything is functioning as it should be. And in order to do that, part of it is making sure things work the way they're supposed to work internally. But the other thing is making sure that I understand what's happening in the market. So, I spent a lot of time making sure that dealing with issues with companies at a high level and insurance producers and working with the General Assembly and our congressional delegation to answer their questions, to be a resource for them. But the other thing is I need to have my ears open all the time, and I need to understand, what it is that is happening with consumers and policyholders, the kinds of things that may translate at some point into legislation or additional policy. So, my role is to keep the agency running, but it's also to be able to look out on that horizon and see what's going on, what more do we need to know, what's the next problem that we have to solve. So I see myself in that role as well.
Right. And I suppose that the ongoing listening sessions and your efforts to deal with the inequities out there in insurance are part of your awareness of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the MIA has always been good about having public and, informational hearings on a number of topics. But in the middle of one of those areas, so we're very concerned about making sure that networks are adequate, making sure that mental health services and mental health parity exist. So in the course of having those public hearings as we're drafting some rules around that for companies to follow, I was really hearing what people, individuals, consumers were talking to me about their personal experiences. And I realized that, in the year that we were unable to move around in the same way, that we were missing that those voices. So when we're sitting at that farmer's market or a church parking lot or a state fair, we're hearing what the consumers are telling us their concerns are. And then we take that information and yes, we deal with that individual on that day, but we gather that information and we're like, okay, here's where we need education. Here's where we need to talk to companies. Here's where we need to go to the General Assembly. We were missing that. And so what my staff did, we sat down and we said, okay, where are the gaps? Those boots on the ground, what are we missing? And so we identified a set of topics where we need more information, both to make sure that consumers are educated and they understand what their rights are, to make sure that we have the right materials out there, to make sure that our laws are actually being followed, and where they aren't, I know where to go enforce the law, and to also create a record so that your elected representatives in Annapolis can understand, okay, well, where do we need to tweak the law here or there? So that's where those listening sessions came from, and the one that we have coming up next week is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. It's obviously a big issue for the city of Baltimore. It's a big issue for the state of Maryland, but frankly, it's a big issue for the nation. I sit on the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. The National Association of Insurance Commissioners is very, very focused on inequities in both health care access and health care outcomes.
Yeah.
And so, I am not the health care commissioner. I'm not part of the Maryland Department of Health, but I am the insurance commissioner. And so we need to understand the role that insurance plays in addressing those inequities. And part of that role has to do with, first of all, making sure people understand that they need insurance and how to get insurance and how to get affordable insurance through the connector and get subsidies that they are entitled to. But it also means that how does the product itself help to reduce inequity? So what are the things we need to be cautious of and thoughtful about in terms of understanding what some of the barriers are to accessing care and being able to get the benefits of care, and how can we adjust products in a way that makes sense to help with that? So we're going to hear some very interesting ideas from national, groups on that topic.
Good, because especially during COVID, my goodness, there are a lot of folks that are hurting and they appreciate the help. And folks, how can folks find out more information about the listening sessions?
So if you go to our website, which is insurance.maryland.gov, you look at our events page, that will be available on there. And it's an easy Zoom link. We also are advertising it on social media. So you can subscribe to us on Facebook, or you can just look us up on Facebook. We're also on LinkedIn and on Instagram. We're on Nextdoor, on Twitter. So if you look us up there, you'll be able to get links to to listen in on the listening session. But it's a Zoom.gov event, so you'll be able to see the speakers as well. And frankly, we want to hear from your listeners. So if your listeners want to come in, they can come into the event, they can sign up in advance to talk, and they can do that on our website. But if they just have something to say that day, all they have to do is put that in the chat room, I would like to speak. And as long as we have time, we will open up the mic and we'll let people have their say.
What will that information be used for?
So I'm going to use it for several purposes. The first thing I'm going to do is figure out what it is that we have the ability to do today working with the carriers to tweak product design or to look at product design and ideas to tackle the problem. So the first thing that I'm going to do is see what we use within our existing structure and working cooperatively with carriers. And we do have really great insurance companies in Maryland. Nobody's perfect. There are issues. That's why I exist, in order to make sure that when problems happen, they get solved. But for the most part, I have found health carriers to be very collaborative about trying to address things and being, frankly, quite sincere about that. So first thing we're going to do is sit down and talk about how within our existing structure we can make changes. But the second thing that we're going to do is we're also going to be able to work with our public officials, our elected officials, to see where there may be some additional changes we want to make to tackle these problems. I'm also going to be joined by the Connector and by the Maryland Department of Health. So those state agencies will be with me at this listening session as we begin to talk about all the ways in which we can tweak programs and make changes and get word out. One of the things that I have found is that sometimes we need to change things. Sometimes we just need to communicate things.
Right.
Make people aware of what the opportunities are that are out there that would help them. But I want to understand some very specific concepts around barriers, like, if one of the greatest barriers to accessing healthcare is transportation, then how do we bake transportation into an insurance product? So those are the kinds of things we're talking about.
Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, Kathleen?
Absolutely. You can reach us on our website at insurance.maryland.gov, and you can call us at 1-800-492-6116, or visit us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Nextdoor.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Remember, if you need training in fair housing, call the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600. Español Marca El Dos, or 1-800-637-6247, or go to mccr.maryland.gov on the net, or call me at 410-929-7640.
Unfortunately, though, that's all that we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Kathleen Berain, who is Insurance Commissioner for the Maryland Insurance Administration, for being our guest today. Thank you, Kathleen.
You're very welcome, Bill. You take care.
Thank you, and keep up your good work for all of us.
Absolutely.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.